Now this is a dictation for John McCormick, McCormick, May 2662. Address as a letter to Anne, A-N-N-E, Hale, H-A-L-E-N-P, 427-8319. Dear Mrs. Hale, follow up for Jan with advanced renal failure obstructed uropathy, urinary retention with self-catheterization, he's doing 4 or 5 self-catheterizations a day. He has metastatic prostate cancer. Weight is stable, good appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no fever, abdominal back pain, denies chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea. He denies localized bone discomfort. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medications include for high potassium Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, takes no blood pressure medicines, remains on Leuprolide, L-E-U-P-R-O-L-I-D-E, for his prostate cancer. Next paragraph, present weight 168, blood pressure quite high, 200s over 100s, wife says that he has white coat hypertension. I recheck, he was in the 160s, 70s. Usually a home in the 140s as the top number. There is no respiratory distress, cardiovascular, respiratory within normal limits, no ascites or tenderness, no back discomfort, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from August. There is anemia, 9.6, with a normal white blood cell platelet. Present creatinine, 3.82. It was as high as 4.6, representing a GFR 17, stage 4. A normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis and low sodium. A normal albumin calcium. Elevated alkaline phosphatase, probably from bone metastasis. Other liver function tests are normal. There is a recent echo in July, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, no evidence of progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. He needs to monitor chemistries on a regular basis. There is anemia that likely will require EPO treatment. If oncology approved, he is seeing Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, for the metastatic prostate cancer. Minor electrolyte abnormalities. He's supposed to follow with urology, Grand Rapids. They are talking about question ureteral stent. No cystoscopy has been done, as far as I know. We will continue present treatment for high potassium, which is working well. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. He needs to start educating himself about potential dialysis, the options of no dialysis, in-center, home dialysis, the concept of AV fistula, etc. We'll follow over time, end of dictation.